Bez Hashem, this Shabbos we're starting Seder Dvarim. The Ramban is Psicha to Dvarim. He says a very powerful Yisoid. He says Dvarim is the Sefer of the Achana of Klal Yisrael to be Likonis Laret Yisrael. As therefore, it's a Mishnah Torah. Hashem was Chayzer on the mitzvahs. What's necessary to be Zeicha to Eret Yisrael, and also Divrei Teichacha, that what we have to do to be able to live up to the Maila of Eretz Yisrael. Rather, the Svarim HaKadoshim add to the Ramban that this message, this Seder Dvarim, is very negay to us, the Dar of Ikvisa de Mashiach, because we're also on the Pesach Knisa to Eretz Yisrael, and Seder Dvarim teaches us what we have to do to be Zeicha. As the Ramban over here, at the end of the Shtikl, he says a big Yisoid. He says in the first parsha, the first pasuk, it says b'midbar b'arava mulsof bein paran bein toifel v'lavan v'chatzeres v'di zahav, and Rashi brings Chazal that it's coming to be meramez on the different chatayim that Klal Yisrael did in the midbar, that they were toifel alamon, machlokes koirach, and the egel, the meraglim v'chulei. Azak the Ramban, why is this in the beginning of Seder Dvarim? Because it's coming to teach us a very powerful lesson that's very nageya to us. You would think that after they did so many chatayim, they're lost. How are they ever going to go to Eretz Yisrael? Raglim and Koirach v'chule, and all the different, the Egel, all the different chatayim. Yet we see Chastei Hashem, Nenafilu achi, they were Zoicha Likones la'Eretz Yisrael. And this is a big message for us in our galus. We're not perfect. We fall in different times. But Chetei Delecha, Chastei Hashem is Godol. Hashem is bringing us on a journey. And He wants us to be Yikones La'eretz Yisrael Limois HaMashiach La'olam Shekulei Taif. And He's helping us Kol Hazman to reach that journey. As even if we're not perfect, but we're much, much closer than we think. And with Chastei Hashem, we're going to be Zeicha Bekarav. As many of us feel, what, such a long galus, there's so many nisyanis, so many chatayim. Don't give up. They also weren't perfect. They also made mistakes. Yet Hashem made that they should reach Eretz Yisrael, because the Ahava of Hashem for every Yid, He wants everyone to reach Eretz Yisrael. Now, what is the Nisayin, which is Aymed, that we need to be Misakin? The Gemara in Tainis on Chavtes says that, as we have in the Hemshich of the Parsha by the Ched of the Meraglim, that when the Meraglim came back and they said, they're big people, you can't capture it, they started to cry, what's going to be with our children? As they were being Baicha, how could we go? Our children are going to be Nifter, what's going to be with us? And that b'chia was a tremendous kitrig on Klal Yisrael. Mishum zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer that they should be boicha on Lel Tisha B'Av from the Chorben. As the Parshat B'Shan in the Gemara is that it's midah keneged midah. They did a b'chia of chetz. Hashem gave them the einish. They should be boicha. They were boicha when they didn't have what to cry for. Hashem gave them an einish that they should be boicha afterwards. However, there's Ayin Panim L'Taira, and there's also a Tifer Pshat, which is not only that it's a Einish, but it's the Tikkun of Klal Yisrael. The Hainu, what was the reason why they were Boicha? As we say in the Parsha, that the Yidden felt, B'sinas Hashem Oysanu Hoytzi Anu Mimitzrayim. We have such a hard lot in life. Parnosa goes hard. There are sicknesses. There's lack of nachas from children. Different, everyone has their nisyanis, their lot in life of yisurim that make life to be hard. I wish I would shtay more. I'm not shtayi, I'm not learning as much of so many nisyanis that I've fallen. As there's certain, like a feeling like Hashem is ki'ilu soinei oisano, and we have so many different nekudas that we don't understand. We Hashem, it should be so much better for us. And ki'ilu, many people could feel deep down inside, it would be toiv lanu without that kesher to Hashem. As that was the crying that was there, that Hashem is doing something terrible to us.
as that's why they cried on the Meraglim. Hashem Ki'ilu is bringing us to be destroyed. And rather than the Mefarshim speak out, they thought it was because of the Chatayim they did, as they're getting a Einish. Sometimes it could sound like a Frum Cheshbin, you know, I'm not a Tzaddik, so I'm getting Yisurim. But Ki'ilu, in your head, Hashem is out to get you. As what's the tikkun to that? The tikkun to that is that they cried out, "We need you, Hashem," like we had in last week's Haftarah. Ra umar ozu es Hashem. Why are we going after Hevel? Why are we running after things that don't help? Let's go after Hashem. V'kol man de'ovid rachmana letav ovid. It's really a deep ava of Hashem for us. Everything that's going on, even though we don't understand it. As that's the Nekudas HaNesayin in the last Golus, the Ramchal writes in Das Tunis, that we're going to see Rosh of Etayvloi, we're going to see huge Vishayim, that are Matzlichim, they're Ashirim, they get covered on a Gevaldiga Madrega. And we're going to see the Tzaddikim, the Emesa Tzaddikim, the Emesa Talmidei Chachamim, that they don't have such covered Eitz L'Acherim. They don't have such shivas eitz l'acherim, and kibu they have yisurim. It's not going easy, and Hashem wants to see if afilu hachi we're gonna have that hakara. Hashem's gonna give us nisyanis, that people who are tzaddikim and people who try, it still won't be easy for them. And Hashem wants to see if we're gonna hold on and do tshuva for this angle of the ched of the meraglim. Can we still hold strong and say, Hashem, we know you're the one who's good. You're the one who we need. Then, you know, Vavelus, Maralik explains that when is a person a Ovel? When he misses someone, a close relative of his that he's so connected to, when he misses them, as there's an Avelus. The more closer the relationship, the more the Avelus is. Sometimes you go to a Nicham Avelim, you don't see any Avelis there, v'chlal. They weren't close, v'chlal. Sometimes you go to a Nicham Avelim, you see the person's a kli shofar, he mamish ois mensh. You see that they really miss the person. As when it comes to Avelis, that Chazal Mesakin for us in these 3 weeks, the 9 days, and then the Spitz on Tisha B'Av, what is the Avelis? The Avelis is not on the physical base on Mikdash. The Avelus is on the symbolism of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was the house that we were together with Hashem. It was our Makom Kirev Hashchina, the Makom of Kruvim Me'urim Zeh Emzeh, like we say in Shir Shirim. It was the Cheder Amitis, the Cheder of the Kesher of us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Oymik that's Achi Omuk Sheshayir Ba'olam Hazeh. And the period is Ra Umar Ozvay Hashem. As the Yin didn't appreciate that relationship, in fact, they cried. The Yetzirah makes them feel to have that relationship with Hashem is too hard. It's not you. You're just not there. You're someone else. You're not a masmid. You're not a tzaddik. You don't wash your mouth. You don't wash your eyes. It's not for you. Because that's why many people go through these manim and they don't feel avelus, because they're not missing that kirvas Hashem. As Hashem gave us weeks and 9 days and then Tisha B'Av to really reflect and look at the tzaris that went on Klal Yisrael through the galusim, ad hayom hazeh, people, so many people were killed on that Simchas Torah, and afterwards people lost children, lost parents. There's so many almanas, so many yisoyimim, so many choylim. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this to constantly remind us, Ra Umar Ozvu Es Hashem. We must build that connection back. To feel the avelus, we need Hashem. The tkuf of Yomai Samashiach, Umoch Hashem Dima Me'al Kol Panim. Not one almana, not one yasam, not one person crying for a sick person, for a dead person. Pure bliss. That's Yemaisa Mashiach. The Baal Turim says, Mashiach Oisius Yismach. It's a Zman of Simcha of Yelchu Michael El Chayil. That's what Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. As it's a Zman to be mispoinen, to make a tikkun omuk, to be misak in the head of crying from the relationship to Hashem, to move in, that this is my goal, this is my shifa. It's not just tam, I want to have a relationship. There's a way to have a relationship. Mishnah Torah is Toiro mitzvahs, Teichacha, midas toivais. As achizukim, in limud ha-Torah, in tefillah, and in midas toivais. That's what brings us closer to Hashem. And even if we're not tzaddikim, they weren't tzaddikim either. They had chatayim. But they had a shifa, and they had a plan. They wanted to go. And that shifa, and the doing for it, being shaymet Torah mitzvahs, every person on that, on his level, brings us a step closer. Shem Yazar, all the moves that we're making, all the chizukim that we do together, should be oyle l'ratzon, to bring us back to him bekarev, and we should be zeichet rak simchus, brachus, v'kol ha-yeshuas. The heart, it's so much going on. As let's be mishtoikik b'yachad, he should come back to us, to the Beis HaMikdash. Every yid should be there, male simcha b'yachad with Hashem bekarev.